It's the post-marathon 7 seconds delay episode. And first off, I just want to thank all you listeners who pledged to WFMU. And in particular, those of you who pledged the 7 second delay and helped 7 second delay raise $26,000 for WFMU. Not a majority of which was Andy Breckman's own money, which is excellent news.
Excellent news for me.
Yeah. So we just wanted to thank everybody, right, Andy?
I think we thank them more than enough.
I don't think you can ever thank them enough.
I think there's a ceiling to how much you can thank someone.
So you're all thanked out, huh?
No, I truly do appreciate it. It means the world. It means the world to me.
That doesn't sound sincere.
Let me try it again.
Yeah, try it again.
It means the world to me.
That's not better. That's not better.
No. I'll get it. I have an hour to work on.
Okay. Hey, why are you on Skype tonight? Why couldn't you make it in to Jersey
City? Well, the marathon's
City
over.
Yeah, marathon's over, right?
So I no longer really have to go through the motions. I no longer have to give the illusion.
Uh-huh.
Someone that cares. That much. I don't know. Wait, I know I had a reason.
Yeah, you never told me the reason. I just kind of accepted that you weren't going to make it in.
Wait, I didn't know you'd ask me this. I'm completely caught off guard. Hold on. Wait, hold on. My father died of pancreatic cancer?
That was like 30 years ago.
Hold on. Okay, I could do better.
More like 40 years ago.
Yeah. It still haunts me. I dreamt about him last night.
Yeah?
Every time I drive, I see him hitchhiking. And now I'm afraid to drive. That's good.
That is good.
Okay, so I'm Skyping it in.
Okay. Because you're afraid to drive, because every time you drive, your dead father keeps appearing as a hitchhiker.
Yes. Beat that. Argue with that.
And if you're driving down the highway, does he show up repeatedly?
Yes.
Like every mile? Every mile or so?
You know what's sometimes weird?
What?
I pass him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go like 3 or 4 more miles, and no other car has passed me.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's not like he could have gotten in another car and then zoomed past me.
Right.
Anyway, I go 3 or 4 miles, no other car passes me, and I see him again.
So can I give you a suggestion?
Yes.
Pick him up.
Oh, all he does is blah, blah, blah.
He's your dad.
I've been dead for 40 years.
He's your dead dad.
How come you didn't ever visit my grave? Babbity, babbity, bah. You know what it's going to be.
But now you're haunted. You're afraid to drive.
I can't win, so I'm Skyping everybody. There you go.
Well, thanks for Skyping it in tonight.
Hey, if anybody's listening and wants to get a day off, just call your boss and do what I just did. See how easy it was? Every time I drive, I see my dead father hitchhiking.
Yeah.
I'd rather not drive in today.
And you do.
I work from home today.
You do a great job with Skype. Thank you for turning on your computer a couple of minutes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the most important parts of Skyping.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because at 6:03, your computer hadn't been turned on yet. So that was yeah.
Hey, Kenny, congratulations! Seriously,
you
kicked butt. You and the rest of the staff, you mounted a great marathon. I mean, considering the handicap, considering the product you were selling, you did a phenomenal job.
Well, you know, thanks, Andy.
It's a product that really nobody wants or could use.
Yeah, thanks.
Considering that, an amazing sales job.
And
it's like a marketing home run. Unbelievable job.
Thanks. We just hit the goal about an hour and a half ago, too.
Fantastic news.
During Irwin's program. Andy. So I guess we wanted to invite listeners to call up and say you're welcome. That was your idea?
Yes, it occurs to me, not just on our on WFMU, but any marathon, any fundraiser you hear, they thank their listeners. Their listeners are thanked on the air, often by name, like we do, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know what's missing from the equation? You never get a chance to say if you pledge money, you never get a chance to say you're welcome. It's simple good manners. You just should say you're welcome. Somebody said thank you. Didn't you thank hundreds of people?
We did thousands,
and not just you and you know the other DJs, other staff members.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thousands of people were thanked. So I thought we could throw open a special You're Welcome hotline. If anybody wants to simply say you're welcome, if anyone was thanked on the air and feels stifled, because you need closure, right? The exchange is not complete. Am I right, Uncle Ken?
I never thought of it this way, but yeah. Usually when you thank somebody.
Didn't it feel weird just saying thank you and into a vacuum? Into a microphone? It didn't occur to you, huh?
Yeah, it didn't feel weird to me.
Well, if you were as empathetic as I am,
because
you would feel the listener's pain.
I mean, we're thanking them, but they don't have a channel back to us. But I guess that's
what they do now.
Yeah, now they have a channel back.
Let's open up our phones and let people say a simple "You're welcome." Believe me, we're doing it as much for them as we are for us. You need closure. Somebody says thank you. It's like sneezing and nobody says God bless you or Gesundheit. Am I right?
Yeah.
Just dangling out there. Just hanging out there.
All right. So the You're Welcome hotline is open.
What's the number?
It's a brand new number, 201-209-9368.
Wait, I'm going to write that down so I can.
Yeah, I've had to shut down the PMS hotline so that we can have
PMS
the
PMS hotline.
So that we can have the That's You're classic. Welcome hotline.
201. What is it?
209.
Yeah.
9368. It's much easier to remember than our old phone number. 201-209-9368. And we're welcoming.
You know what? I could tell there's a little spring in your step. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. I can just hear it in your voice.
Can you?
You hit the damn goal. You think the sun rises and sets out of your ass.
No.
You're feeling pretty great.
I'm happy we made the goal.
Yeah, you're happy we made the goal.
Yeah.
You're going to be rolling around naked in cash tonight on the bed?
No. Be wearing a T-shirt and underwear. I'm not an animal.
Congratulations. What does making the goal mean? It means it's another year of life, right?
Another 9 months of life. Yeah.
9 months of life? Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you make the goal enough for a whole year?
Because
to go from marathon to marathon.
We didn't even make the goal within the allotted time. Here it's 3 days after the marathon. We just made the goal. What's the point?
You have 9 months of life. What do you do for those 3 months?
We do another online-only fundraiser in October.
I don't want to be around for that. That sounds pretty ugly.
Oh, you're around for that.
I am?
Remember, you call it the imaginary fundraiser.
I have no memory of this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, the phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you would like to call and say you're welcome. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I really want to say you're welcome very much.
Oh, not at all.
It's our pleasure.
I sent in a check for $1,000.
Wow, thank you.
Wait, Ken, don't start the cycle again. Oh, Ken, what was that thank you for?
For $1,000.
You don't understand how it works. We have thanked the man. Now he called to say you're welcome.
Yes. Yeah,
I thanked him again.
The worst thing we could do, Ken, is say thank you again. We have to do another show next
Well, now week. He has to say you're welcome again.
No, I got something else to say you're welcome for.
Okay, go ahead.
I did the Swag for Life.
Excellent. At the $83 a month level, it sounds like. Thank you.
No,
Ken!
$1,000 was
Ken, do you not understand the reason we're on the whole theme of the show?
I'm sorry.
41, I think it's 41.67.
Okay.
A month.
Great.
Along with the $1,000 check.
Wow.
Wow.
I love the station.
And what was it?
Welcome.
What was it? Oh, it's nothing. Not at all. It's our pleasure.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye. I have a lot.
That's fantastic.
I obviously have a lot to learn, Andy.
We thanked him last week.
Right.
You thanked him again. You threw in a couple of bonus thank yous.
Yeah.
We got a couple of your welcomes. And there, the transaction is complete.
I'm going to do better. Here we go. And give us a call.
See if the groveling button has an off switch on you. It'd be interesting to see.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. If we thanked you on the air during the pledge drive, here's your chance to call up and say you're welcome. Cam in Jersey City, you're on the air.
You're welcome.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was our pleasure.
It's fascinating, Andy. You said you're going to open the phone lines so that you could get some closure.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of ironic. Hey, Kim, can I ask you a question? What was the moment during the marathon or before the marathon where you decided that you were going to open your wallet and help us out? What was there one moment where that made a difference?
It was when Ken said that he needed to reinforce the fence around his lake house to keep the cougars out. That really spoke to me.
To keep the what out?
The cougars.
Oh, yeah, the cougars. The
cougars. Yeah, you know, the middle-aged women that live in your neighborhood that always come over to try to seduce you.
Well, they,
sell the house, everything's gone. Everything's
to keep the cougars.
That's investment.
It doesn't. Ken, isn't that interesting to know when people pull the trigger?
I wish I had cougars to keep out. Real cougars. Yeah. Mountain lions.
Those are first world problems.
Yeah, we have fox, but no cougars. Sorry.
That's what they call white people problems.
Foxes or just one fox?
Cougars coming in your yard.
There's a mother fox and two babies, yeah. So yeah, it's foxes.
You know, there are people all around the world that would kill for those problems, Ken.
For having foxes?
Foxes coming in their yard, needing a bigger fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks for...
You're welcome.
No, I can't believe it. Ken, the groveler.
I was going to say thanks for calling. Can't I thank him for calling?
Well, then I guess we'll get you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I just want
closure.
Oh, not at all, Cam. Have a good night.
You too.
You're
welcome. If you're just tuning in, first off, we envy you. And we're offering you a chance to say you're welcome. If you've been thanked on the air during the marathon, we have a you're welcome hotline.
And we are also curious what it was that put you over the edge, that made you pledge.
Yeah.
Right? We're curious about what it was.
Yeah. How tired were you? How much had you been drinking? We want to know.
Yeah. What was the pitch? What were the circumstances that pushed you to make that pledge?
Yeah.
Andy doesn't care, but I care very much.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You're honing your management skills. 201-209-9368. So next year, you can expect a lot more cougar talk.
Why?
Because that seemed to work, at least with the last
cougar. Oh, that's right. Yes. Talking about the need to raise the fence up to 20 feet to keep the cougars out, because the cougars can jump very high. You would be amazed how high a cougar can jump, Andy.
Hey, let's rename our show White People's Problems. Come on. That's a great name for a show.
It is a great name for a show.
Because that's really what we're doing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
for
it's
example,
not.
Oh, we're worried our listeners didn't get a chance to say you're welcome. Give me a break. What the hell kind of problem is that?
Andy, there's another call coming in right now.
I bet there is.
And it's Andy, it's from inside the building.
It's from inside?
Hello?
Inside FMU?
No, inside your building.
Inside where I am?
Yes.
Oh, this is very, very weird.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Wait, can I just go downstairs and then put on the speaker?
Yeah, Evan, go downstairs to the...
I don't know how to put on the speaker.
Oh, to... what, Andy, what
no,
do you...
No, to talk there.
Andy, what
I
do you...
Just do
Well, I could put the Skype headphones on, Ev.
But Andy, what do you tell Evan? What do you tell him that the room you're in is called? I mean, we all know what it's really called.
It's anything but the name you're thinking.
The movie theater.
Hello.
Oh man. Whoa. Hey, Evan.
Hey. Yes, I pledged $20.
Hey, Evan.
It was your money.
Evan, I lost your dad.
Well, you're welcome.
I have.
And,
oh, not at all. Not at all, Evan. It was my pleasure.
And also, that.
It's my pleasure to be your surrogate father.
You actually pledged the last $20, so you had $480, and we pledged the last $20.
Well, that's amazing, Evan. And let me just say that I've loved being your surrogate dad. I'm sorry that Andy doesn't love you as much as I do.
You're my real dad.
Yeah, but those are his own issues, and I think you're very, very mature the way you're dealing with them.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Evan. And now am I going to get Andy back?
I taught Evan well. He's a well-brought-up young man.
Why was Evan sounding so much better than you sound? What the hell?
You mean the quality of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, maybe I should move my mic closer.
Yeah, maybe it's because Evan talks into the microphone.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number here is 201-209-9368. If we thanked you on the air during the marathon last week or the week before.
And you're so moved, you might want to say you're welcome.
I don't think it's necessary, but it seems to be important to Andy, although I am curious what it was that compelled you to pledge. Was there a particular pitch, a particular moment during the pledge drive that made you pick up the phone or pick up the mouse and make that pledge?
At what point in Ken's groveling and whining and begging did you finally relent? Did he finally break your spirit?
Well, there were plenty of other people, right, Andy? I
mean, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, lots of other programs.
Well, but you're the one they call the ringmaster. Hey, Bethy, if you're listening, Evan left your phone down here. Okay, we have another call. Thanks for calling.
No calls at the moment.
No calls. All we're asking people to do is say you're welcome.
I know. I thought that...
This is an inauspicious start.
Yeah. And remember what I told you? I said, that's a low bar. We're going to get tons of calls. Everybody's going to want to call up and say you're welcome. I guess
this
I was wrong.
We don't have... Hey, maybe women will call if we remind them that you and I are a couple of feminists.
Oh, that's right.
Because we're against taxing tampons.
Well...
Right, Ken?
I mean, I'm against...
I mean, I'm not for equal pay, but I'm for tampons being tax-free. I'm not a fanatic.
Right. You're okay with women only getting about 50 cents on the dollar that men make?
The important thing is when they buy tampons, there's no reason to tax them. Men are not taxed on a lot of their on all of their medical needs. They're tax-free. So it's so infuriating and so unfair for feminists like me and you. We're just going to use this forum, this show, to talk about that issue, right?
Yeah, you're still living down the show we did 2 weeks ago with Gentle Jim the Bear, right? That's what this is really about.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Gentle Jim. Yeah, still apologizing for that one. Hey, darling.
Oh, your wife is down there.
Yeah, Bethy,
yes, I heard that.
Bethy suggests that we should be offering free tampons and pads at the station for passersby, for women that are walking by.
For passersby.
That would be a great show in the spring.
Yeah, stand outside in front of the building and hand out.
Yes, and by the way, you can use, don't do it until I'm there because I can tell if a woman is really on her period or not. You know, we don't want her lying just to get some free tampons to use later. I can tell if she needs it. Now, all I have to do is converse with her for a few seconds.
Why isn't it okay if they save it and use it later?
That's not acceptable to me. Why? That's taking advantage.
Why?
In my opinion.
Why? I mean.
Because look, okay, it's not their period, right?
Yeah.
They take a tampon,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
They leave our building. They walk three blocks. They're crossing Montgomery, hit by a bus. We're out two or three tampons. They're dead.
But they're dead.
Right. Right. So don't take advantage. We don't know if you're going to live to your next period.
What are the chances that would happen?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
All right.
Look, what I'm trying to say is that you and I, we're diehard, sincere feminists. So women should be where it's a safe zone for women.
I don't know that you're actually a feminist. You don't even believe in equal pay. Equal pay for equal work.
Look, maybe I don't see eye to eye with the feminists on every single issue. Nobody does, Ken. But the tampon issue is very important to me. That's enough.
Yeah.
All you need is one.
No, you've been speaking out against the tampon tax for a week now.
If you say you're a feminist, you're a feminist.
That's not true. That's not true.
If you say you're a feminist and against tampon tax, you're a feminist.
That's not true.
I've decided that. I'm declaring it to be true. Who are you? Who are you, Professor Feminism?
I welcome any women to call us and let us know whether you think Andy Breckman's conversion to feminism is real or not. It doesn't ring true to me, Andy. But we have a call. It's Mario in Mount Hope. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. You're welcome very much.
Oh, not at all, Mario.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. It's great to hear your voice.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Mario, what was the moment where you decided to pledge some of your money?
Well, I was telling him I've been meaning to actually pledge for about like 5 years or more, but this was the first year that I was affluent enough and probably high enough where I was saying like,
Yeah.
And what was...
Well, you know what? I didn't really pledge to you guys. I pledged to the Honky Tonk Girl.
Uh-huh.
And right after I pledged, the tower up here in Mount Hope went down for like a half a day.
Oh, that's right. No, it was more like 2.5 days.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's
I thought I jinxed it. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, well.
Now, well, we did that as a gift to you.
So sorry, Mario.
We realize you're a fan of good music.
We
saw what was on the schedule coming up. And as a gift to you, we turned off our tower.
Yeah.
Because we love our listeners, right, Ken?
It made me appreciate it even more, you know.
Right.
Because I was jonesing for it, you know.
Yeah, well, we're still having problems with it, but it is on the air. But it probably doesn't sound that good right now, right? It's sounding a little worse.
It sounds okay.
It's okay? Okay. It's on a backup.
The rain train this afternoon, it was awesome, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Mario, thank you so... Oh, Mario.
Oh, for the love of crap.
Thank you for calling, Mario.
You guys might remember me. I was the rowboat guy.
Yeah, I knew you were the rowboat guy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still got the rowboat?
I do.
All right, well, I might come up and get it this spring or summer.
That would be awesome.
I would love to have a rowboat. All right, thank you, Mario.
All right, bud.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's how we roll. Almost any caller that we've talked to in the past, either Ken or I, will certainly remember you.
Michelle in Secaucus, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle, long-time listener. You love the show.
I love the show. I wanted to say you're welcome. And I'm also a woman. And I just tuned in when you were speaking about feminism. So what are the odds?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all, Michelle. It was our pleasure.
Well, you're talking to a couple of real feminists. I'm against the tampon tax. You know, you have to, you're taxed in many states.
I agree. I don't think tampons should be taxed.
I'm against the tampon tax as it exists, but I'm in favor of the graduated tampon tax.
Okay,
you mean you go to a drugstore and then you tell the pharmacist how much money you made last year? You bring your tax returns to the drugstore.
Right. And people at the lowest income level pay no tampon tax, but the more money you make per year, you might get taxed a bit more for those tampons.
Well, you know what's so ironic about that? People at the lowest income level, their flow is the heaviest.
That's not true.
That is a fact. I read that in a magazine.
That is not true.
Well, that magazine is a liar. I'm a woman, and I can tell you that every woman's flow is different, and it is not in regards to their income level.
Except for
Michelle.
I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. You're living in a dream world.
No, Andy, Michelle has direct first-person experience with this issue.
I'm a real live woman that you're talking
but
to.
I am a diehard feminist.
But you don't know anything about flow, Andy. You know nothing about menstrual flow.
Hold on, let me check my chart. I've been keeping I've been doing some personal research.
On
this
what?
This is the second time I've been on the air talking about PMS, by the way. I've also called into the PMS.
Oh, have you called in the PMS hotline?
Yes.
God.
I think we had this discussion,
We've got to just move on from this.
Well, Michelle... You know, I mean, since you're calling again, I just thought that maybe you could educate Andy a bit about flow, and
of course.
Is the flow the same every month? Does it vary? What are the factors that affect it?
Depends on what.
In my personal experience, it has varied every month and in different cycles of my life. As a younger teen, the flow is different. As a young adult woman, the flow is different again. It changes. Your body is a living, breathing machine, and it's always changing, and so is your flow.
Did you hear that, Andy? Did that?
This conversation can't last much longer. It just can't.
I could go all night, Andy.
It's
got
to be over soon.
It's got to
be.
Well,
I only get one show a week.
Michelle, you are doing God's work. You have made Andy Breckman very uncomfortable.
Up this stupid subject.
Yes, that's the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal.
Well, thanks, Michelle. Hey, Michelle, when did you decide to pledge to the station? Do you remember the moment?
I do remember the moment. I was listening to everybody talk about how important it is, and I agreed, and I was like, all right, I'll pledge. But you know whose show I pledged to?
Whose?
Dwayne's show.
All right. The
Dwayne Train.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It is a great show. Yeah. But, you know, I know the money is evenly distributed, so.
You know what my favorite show on the schedule is?
What's your favorite show, Andy?
My show.
Your own show.
I know, and I'm being objective. I'm taking a step back. I know you're thinking, oh, of course he thinks that. But I really, for every other show I've heard, and I've heard a few of them, I think we have the best show.
You know, right. You do tie in my heart with the Dwayne Train, I must say. You're the two shows I make sure I listen to every week.
That means the world to us.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Oh.
What were you? Awesome. Oh, Ken! Ken, get off your knees.
I'm
Ken.
Thanking her for... That wasn't thanking her...
This crazy cycle of etiquette.
I wasn't thanking her for her pledge. I was thanking her for the compliment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, you're very welcome.
It's great to hear
from
you.
Oh, it's nothing. Okay. Bye, Michelle.
Your welcome line is open. 201-209-9368.
It's hard for me to say goodbye without saying thank you.
I know.
It's really hard to not say thank
you.
But
just for 1 week, let them say you're welcome and let them have closure.
Aaron in Silver Spring, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing fine, thanks. Do you have something to say to us?
Well, I'd like to say you're welcome. Really happy I did.
Did not, Aaron.
And Aaron, do you remember the moment you decided that this is a station you want to support?
Oh, yeah. I definitely do. It was actually a series of moments, but it pretty much culminated into the rape jokes.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Well, the new Andy, the feminist Andy, the anti-tampon tax Andy, is ashamed of that show.
You're ashamed. Are you ashamed of the whole graphic novel, which has 36 chapters about bear rape?
I haven't seen the graphic novel yet. If it's done tastefully and it's as incorporated into the story, then I can't complain.
Okay. You understand that it's interspecies rape.
It's not actual. Yeah. That's
right.
True.
It's not human.
Mitigate it.
Not human on human.
So you enjoyed that show with what was his name? The bear.
Gentle Jim.
Gentle Jim. Yeah.
That's played by Dave Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was by far my favorite in a while. I mean, I feel like you guys really put a fresh spin on rape jokes.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, Aaron.
Our job here is done.
Nice of you to say it, Aaron. I'm trying to avoid the other word.
It's like the Lone Ranger at the end of every episode. That's why I'm here, my friend.
Appreciate your call, Aaron. Have a good night.
You guys, too.
You're welcome. The You're Welcome hotline is open, 201-209-9368.
And Joe in Toronto, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hey, hi, Andy.
You're welcome. To
hi, Joe. Oh, it's nothing, Joe.
You're welcome. You're welcome for suggesting the bear suit. I know that went really well.
Yeah, it got Andy locked out of his house for one night.
Yeah. I didn't realize it'd go that way. But.
Yeah, next year we'll have to rent a few bear suits.
The seats in my minivan go all the way back. It wasn't so terrible. I could sleep out there.
It was memorable. That's the main
It was memorable.
Never
Life's an adventure or it's nothing. And do you remember the moment where you decided that you might that you'll be pledging to our station?
I was made to feel guilty, I think. That's why I've been listening for a long time, haven't pledged. And I've been feeling guilty, so I did.
Okay.
And what was it exactly that made you feel guilty?
Well, it's just really great. The marathons, every time a marathon happens and, you know, like I didn't really have money.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I should support this.
Yeah.
Also, I think the problem with 7 second delay, because like you're on it, Ken, and it feels like it's untouchable, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Oh, it is.
That's why I wasn't going to pledge to you guys.
Oh, it's untouchable.
Like, oh, well, they're going
to
be there.
Wait. I'm so sorry. I don't understand. You mean because Ken's on it, it's bulletproof. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, in
other
a way.
Other shows might need saving, but because Ken is my co-host, I have a guaranteed slot on the schedule.
That, you know, 25 years is a long time, too, to just give it the axe.
Yeah, that's what Joe, like that's what Joe is saying.
Whatever, you know?
Andy, we have to address this problem.
Yeah.
We have to make 7 second delay appear less
vulnerable.
Yeah, appear vulnerable. Yeah.
I feel vulnerable.
Maybe we should give somebody else the power to take 7 second delay off the schedule.
Sure.
Well, I like 7 second delay. I don't really want it to.
No, we hear what you're saying, Joe. We hear what you're saying.
Okay,
that seven second delay can't be bulletproof. But no other program is bulletproof.
I guess your morning show can. On Wednesday.
I guess we should give the power to take that off the schedule to somebody else, too. The only question now is, who shall play God? Andy, what are you doing?
Well, Evan just came by and he's hanging with me, so I was just talking to him.
Okay. But you're also...
Okay, so who shall play God?
You know,
one, thanks for
one
catching
candidate
up,
comes
Andy.
To mind, God. Do a great God.
God's listening.
That's so easy.
Yeah. If God wants our show to be moved off the schedule, either permanently or temporarily, he should send some kind of sign down.
Let's hope God's not a Muslim or, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that God's a realistic enough God. I think we should try for Morgan Freeman.
Like, you've been messing with his prophet, Muhammad, you know.
Ah, you want to talk about messing with Muhammad the prophet? You should see the statue Andy Breckman has of Muhammad the prophet in his backyard. Whoa!
Is that what he wipes his hands on?
Oh man, talk about blasphemy! Jeez.
That's
okay, guys. You're welcome. I'm out of here.
Not at all, Joe. Not at all, Joe. We're just listening into Andy talk.
You know who maybe can decide whether or not our show should stay on the air?
Who's that?
Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Okay.
She's not just an actress, although she's a very gifted actress.
She is.
She is an actress activist.
Right.
And she's also a feminist like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been to, I believe it's Harvard. I know she went to some Ivy League school. Was it Yale or Harvard?
I can't
very
remember.
Smart girl. Very smart girl.
What,
we could do
what's
a lot
that
worse.
Squeaking?
Oh, that's Evan. You can't squeak that chair, buddy.
Jesus.
Because Uncle Ken can hear it. And you know,
sorry, Evan.
You know about his temper. We've talked about him. Don't make eye contact with Uncle Ken. Don't upset Uncle Ken.
I'm fine. I'm fine now. Now the marathon's over. I'm doing much better.
Hey, you made your goal. Just
yeah,
an hour
we did.
And a half ago.
Hey, we got more calls. It's Aaliyah. You're on the air.
Hey,
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, yes.
Aaliyah, hi.
Hi. And you're a longtime listener. You love the show.
I love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
I can't believe I got through.
And you have
and
something you want
to
say to us
welcome.
Today.
Oh, it was nothing, Aaliyah.
It's our pleasure. Hey, Aaliyah, do you remember the moment you decided to support our show?
You really had me at Gloria Steinem's abortion jar, I think.
Do you remember that joke, Andy?
No, I don't. What is wrong with
me? I have a vague, vague memory of that.
Was that this year?
I think that was... It was the very first show I heard, and it might have been September or October, and it was the Are You a Man or Are You a Woman show. And I thought, this is a quality question.
What the hell is wrong with us?
That was a great show.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I remember
that
show.
We did a lot of shows I'm not proud of back in my pre-feminist days.
Yeah.
Well
we could never
right.
do that now that Andy's a feminist.
Right, yeah. That's right.
And,
well, I enjoyed it while it lasted.
Well, Aaliyah,
did you hear about my stance on taxing tampons?
It's incredible.
I'm against it.
It's a revolution.
Yeah, come the revolution, tampons will be tax-free.
Aaliyah, does Andy's newfound feminism ring true with you?
You know, I did like his very scientific opinion on wages and flow. Uh-huh. Low rate, I believe you were talking about.
Yeah. And Andy, of course, was asserting
the lower the income, the heavier the flow.
Low income women flow heavier than higher income women.
It's a chart I saw in a periodical, in a magazine.
Well, you know, since my promotion, I've been enjoying a very, very moderate flow, very comfortable.
Oh, that's good. Andy, what was this periodical that had this flow chart?
It's called Statistics for a Dollar.
Yeah. That sounds great.
You send them a dollar. It's a website. You send them a dollar, and they will come up with a statistic to support any contention.
Oh, man.
Any policy.
Where has that site been all my life?
It's $1 per statistic.
What a great idea. You should make an app. Statistics for a Dollar app.
I'm having enough trouble to feed a puppy.
Yeah. Well, Aaliyah, I appreciate your call. I'm not going to use the T word because it's going to start this whole cycle of, thanking and gratitude.
Okay,
but I appreciate your call. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm getting better at this stuff, Andy.
Yeah, you're not thanking people. You're getting off the phone.
Well, because we thanked them already. We tried to thank everybody.
We thanked them plenty last week.
Yeah, we do try to thank every person by name, and if we didn't thank you by name, I apologize.
Oh, yes. You know what?
What?
If you pledged money, not just to us, but to any show, and we didn't thank you by name on the air, we can make amends for that right now, too, right?
Yes. Or maybe we mispronounced your name, or we mispronounced your town or your country.
Right. Or maybe Kent kind of gave a snarky kind of laugh while he read your name.
I don't think I did that. But I heard people...
201-209-9368. It's the You're Welcome hotline, and it's a belated thank you from us hotline.
Yeah, and I heard people mispronouncing Metuchen, it was getting called.
The town?
Yeah, I heard one of our DJs pronounce Piscataway as...
Well, it's got to fire them.
Piscataway.
Oh, yeah. Man, you can't keep them on the schedule.
I know. It was rough. Next year...
Hey, what DJs lost their job this marathon?
I'd rather not say.
Do you have a list in front of you?
Yeah. No, I mean, I have it in my head.
Yeah.
They're long gone.
Yeah.
I don't feel like rubbing salt in the wound.
It's the way that, yeah, you separated the wheat from the chaff.
You have to. It's natural selection. Yeah.
Natural selection.
Yeah. Hey, Santos, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Santos. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. Just want to tell you, you're welcome and thank you. Thank you for a great show.
Santos, our pleasure.
It means the world to us. Santos, what was the moment where you decided you might want to support this station?
Well, I'm a regular supporter, but I give, small amounts wherever I can afford. But this time it was different. I saw the Space Final t-shirt. I was like, oh, I got to get that t-shirt. Ooh.
Wait, you saw what t-shirt?
The brand new t-shirt.
Yes, the brand new
t-shirt. It's called
Space
Final t-shirt, Andy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was on Todd's show. I was listening to him. Said, you know what? I'm going to go for the premium. So I went and said, okay, you know what? I don't do this too often. This is a full-blown thing. You guys need the money big time, and it was worth it. It was worth every penny.
All right.
Well, that's great.
Well, Santos, great story. I appreciate your call. Have a great night.
You too. Take care, guys.
So that, bye-bye. So the T-shirt, so those premiums actually do their job.
They do. When the artwork is good... Yeah, when every once in a while there's a piece of artwork that does get people's attention.
And this year's t-shirt people responded to.
Yeah, the Space Vinyl t-shirt as well as the Swag for Life Devo-esque t-shirt both really seem very popular.
Now, would you say people were excited at all about our bucket list 70-page graphic novel?
Yes, and you know what? I printed out a whole bunch of copies of it. For you and me and Gentle Jim. And then I left those copies of sample pages and chapters in the phone room, and people were really enjoying them.
Excellent.
Yeah. Pamela in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say you're welcome.
Oh, not at all, Pamela.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could have the censored version of your premium.
It would be much, much shorter because...
Well, it would just be a panel or two taken out of each...
I think in some of the adventures, the bear plays a quite a prominent role.
No, I think we could put together a censored version, Andy. There's usually at least half of each chapter doesn't involve rape at all.
Wouldn't it be easier to just send the damn book to Pamela, have her read the damn book, and when she gets to a chapter or a panel that she's not comfortable with, for her to turn the damn page herself?
But hey, I might take back my "you're welcome."
There's interspecies gay bear rape in every chapter, Andy. Every single chapter.
How about this?
Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, hold on. How about this?
I don't know if I want to know, because every time the subject comes up, you just go a little bit too far.
Yeah.
You're right. But wait, how about this? Ken, why don't you and I offer... I think, Pam, you have a great suggestion. Why don't you and I offer an audio version, an audiobook version of this book? So there'd be nothing to look at. There'd be no offensive illustrations.
Oh, that would be even worse.
Why don't we do that?
That would be even worse.
Why?
Because then I'd have to act out the sounds. The sounds, Andy.
Oh, yeah, that would be worse.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, that's okay.
Well,
although
Pamela...
Pamela, why don't you have someone you whose taste and judgment you trust,
hey,
have them
do,
read the
you,
book to you?
You have at least one blind listener. What did you do for her?
We will read it to her.
We will read it. Do we have a blind listener?
Yeah, I'm sure we have a few. Yeah.
I guess every show has at least one, right, Ken? You get assigned one, right, by the government?
No.
You might have a couple deaf ones, too.
I believe they're the luckiest people in the world.
Exactly.
Well, Pamela, before we let you go,
they won the radio lottery. They're fans of WFMU and they're deaf.
Pamela, do you have any suggestions for Andy and his newfound feminism?
That tax is so unfair. I'll tell you who passed that law. I can tell you right now.
You start using transgender restrooms.
Sorry?
He should start using transgender restrooms so he can start, like, really understanding even better.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah, you could start using some transgendered restrooms for once.
Have you ever seen a transgendered restroom?
Sure, we have some downstairs in Monty Hall.
You do?
Yes.
Wait, you have a men's room and a woman's room and a transgender room?
We have a transgendered room and we have another transgendered room.
Wait, what's the other transgender room about?
Well, one transgendered room has a sign outside of it that says men's room. The other transgendered room has a sign outside of it says women's room.
So you have four bathrooms in Monty Hall.
We do. Two in the basement, two on the main floor. And one of them has a big cardboard cutout of you, Andy Breckman.
Wait, which,
oh, nice.
Which bathroom
that
am
looks,
I, is my cardboard cutout in? I ask
to go into it.
A little apprehensively.
That's in transgender one.
Okay.
And you know what? It's getting...
Oh, no. I can't stand it.
It's been in there for a year.
I can't stand it.
Have you seen it recently?
No.
It's getting defaced.
Oh, by the transgenders?
By the transgender bathroom users, yes.
Oh, my God. You've just ruined my day. I was in such a good mood.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I can't even take credit for it. It's all those wonderful transgender bathroom users going in there, writing all over it, you know, sticking pins in it, putting stickers on his face. They're the ones you should be thanking.
They're incredible, those transgenders. They're so mischievous. You know what they are? They're rascals.
Have a great night, Pamela.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate your call. Okay.
Something happens when your penis is surgically removed. You become so mischievous.
Oh.
All your inhibitions are just gone.
I think you're a little bit confused about what transgender means. It doesn't mean that your penis was removed, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
I guess,
bust your bubble.
Well, I'm not. Oh, does it mean that their bubble is busted?
Tommy and Neversink, you're on the air.
But doesn't that happen sometimes, the penis removal?
Yeah. No, it does happen sometimes.
Let's see, Ken. Now, you thanked me over the phone like three times.
Oh, well, and that's but that's because you were helping me take care of our 90.1 FM
transmitter.
Well,
it was marathon related.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then you take me on air.
Did you get a chance to say you're welcome to Ken yet?
So do I have to do five you're welcomes?
I think that's only fair.
You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome.
Oh, that, totally unnecessary, Tommy. I should be thanking you for helping.
Oh, see, here he goes again.
Oh.
Exactly. It never ends with Ken. And so, Tommy, you're the hero.
We'll never
you're
get
the
out
unsung
of
hero of this operation. You got us back on the air. Is
yeah,
right?
Tommy kept alerting me whenever 90.1 FM went off the air, which was good
and
because
I didn't get it that I didn't have to alert you when it was on the air until.
Oh, that's okay. No, not that's not a bad idea because I didn't always know whether it was working to put it back on the air.
Well, I don't need Tommy to know when FMU is off the air because our neighbors just start celebrating. They come, they pour out of the houses, they start handing out candy.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a little mini celebration.
Oh, man. I wish I got candy every time a station went off the air. Well, Tommy, I appreciate your call, and have a great night.
You too.
I've got it down now.
And these guys really came through for you, your technical staff.
Yeah, well, Tommy's not a member of the technical staff. Tommy's just a listener who just would call me up and let me know that 90.1 FM was off the air, which was good because the remote control was also blown out, so it wasn't alerting me. The robot was not calling me.
Thank God for Tommy.
Yeah.
And people like him.
Yep. Yeah, it was engineers Peter and Eric who were the real heroes and got us back on the air.
And maybe you want to, you know who you never thanked during the marathon?
Oh, who's that?
Me.
Oh.
Hey, by the end, because of the soaking, and by the way, I was soaked twice this year.
That's right.
Once week one, mm-hmm. when our listeners just socked it to me, right?
Although you got off easy because it was such a warm night that night.
And then week two when I spun that wheel and I was hit for another $2,500.
$2,700, yeah, actually.
And I think you owe me a thank you. Wait, seriously, doesn't that make me, oh, this is the irony. Doesn't that make me one of your biggest supporters?
Biggest donors?
Yeah. Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I better throw my... Wait a minute, what am I getting for this?
It does.
Yeah, damn straight.
Well, you get all the
some changes around here, pal.
You get all the free T-shirts you want. You're always marching into the volunteer room and just
they don't quite seem so free now that I'm adding it all up. I'm paying hundreds of dollars per T-shirt.
Well, thank you, Andy. Thank you for all your generosity. Your endless support for WFMU.
Oh, now wait a minute.
If it wasn't for...
I gotta rethink this whole thing.
If it wasn't...
This is the irony. You know what this kind of reminds me of? Did you know the story behind the Woodstock Festival? That when the Woodstock Festival ended, because the crowds tore down the fence and nobody bought tickets...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a free concert, baby.
It became a free concert, so the festival lost $1 million. They were $1 million in the hole. Did you know the story?
Well,
and so the bank was holding a note on the festival. The insurance, you know, they had to put up an insurance deposit, you mm-hmm. know, before the festival. And the bank was holding it. And you know who bailed them out?
Who?
One of the promoters, his father, had to drive to the bank and write a check for $1 million. And this father, I can't remember his name. It's a great story. His father hated rock and roll, hated every band that played. Was disgusted with counterculture, was disgusted with the music.
Wait, but Sha Na Na played. Did
what?
He hate? Did
yeah,
he...
except for Sha Na Na.
Okay, he liked Sha Na Na.
So this poor guy, this poor father, had to bail his son out and write a check for $1 million. It's the end. It's a great book about financing the Woodstock Festival. I'm sure it's out of print. It's called Young Men with Unlimited Capital. It's about how the festival was financed and how it all went wrong.
Wow.
They began as two young venture capitalists that were looking for investments. But anyway, this father, so that's how I feel. I'm the guy that wrote the big check to support this station.
But you're made of money.
Yeah, the money tree that was in my backyard, it's not as healthy as it's always.
Oh,
a lot of the branches are turning brown.
Yeah, you should take that Prophet Muhammad statue and move it further away from the money tree.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, all the solvent that you put on the Prophet Muhammad statue is a joke and is an insult to Muslims all over the... I think it's poisoning the money tree. Move them to different sides of the yard, or at least move your statue.
Fine.
Your very offensive statue of the Prophet Muhammad, that is.
Now, wait, hold on. Yeah. It's offensive. I'm not going to argue with that, but I don't think it's very offensive.
Oh, no, it's very offensive. Not to me.
Let me make it clear, in case there are any of our Muslim friends listening, it's offensive, but it's not very offensive.
Oh, no, it's really offensive.
I think our Muslim friends will understand the nuance involved.
No, you're absolutely right. Some of them would. No, in fact, probably most of them would.
Most of them would, yeah.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of them would.
Yes. But then there are those who, they take it kind of seriously.
Oh, yeah. I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Phone number here, 201-209-9368.
It's the You're Welcome hotline.
And if we thanked you on the air during the marathon last week, we'd love to have you call and say you're welcome.
If we neglected to thank you, or if I mangled your name, which is certainly possible.
Yeah, it does happen that even though we try to thank each person by name, sometimes the system falls apart and we don't. And if that's the case, we'd love to say thank you right now.
You know, maybe next year, to be a little more efficient, you should thank people telepathically.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just their name, or get a psychic in there to just think their name.
Will do.
And say thank you.
Andy, we have a regular caller now. It's Aaron in Minnesota. Our text-to-speech caller.
I remember him well. Hello, Aaron.
Oh, not at all, Aaron. Andy was talking over you when you said you're welcome, but really... Totally unnecessary. It was our pleasure.
Our pleasure, my friend. And Aaron, do you remember the moment that you decided that you would support WFMU?
Okay, and now
I guess it was the moment that Andy saw the light about feminism. And it's sad. Here it is 2016, and we still allow these bigots on the airwaves. But it's nice to see some go towards the light.
Wow, he typed that answer very quickly.
He did. And
impressive.
I want to apologize for my joke a few weeks ago. I am sorry for anyone that was offended.
Oh, what joke was that, Aaron? Andy, you should sing a show tune now while Aaron's typing.
I can't wait. I do remember. I have a vague memory that Aaron got off a zinger that was a little over the line.
Uh-huh.
I do remember it, vaguely. He'll remind me.
Yeah, as soon as he's
done. The rape one.
The rape something?
The
Wait,
rape
what was it?
This one.
I missed that.
The rape juice one.
The rape juice one.
Oh, rape juice. Oh, yeah, rape juice.
Was there a rape juice joke?
There was. I do remember a rape juice joke.
Aaron made a rape juice joke.
That was from my pre-feminist days.
No, I think Aaron made the rape juice joke, not you.
Still, I would not have tolerated such a joke now.
Yeah.
I would love those shows to just be excellent.
Say hi to someone this show, the girl who called before the marathon.
That's right. That's
Wait,
right.
What? I don't know what.
Aaron, what was her name? The show before the marathon, we agreed that I would give a shout-out to...
Oh, it was like Vogel. Wait, it was like Karen Vogel. Something.
No, yeah, Aaron, what was her name? Oh, my gosh, I forgot.
I remembered.
Somebody has to remember.
Oh, that's right. You promised. You personally promised her, Kenny.
Yeah. Shout-out to Vogel? Or, yeah.
I thought it was a V.
Let's just give Aaron a chance to type. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
I wish I remembered.
Oh, he was typing.
Oh, well.
He was typing. He couldn't remember. Oh, that.
Well,
thank you.
But maybe.
Have a good night, Aaron.
Have a great night. We appreciate your call. Maybe another listener can remind us. I do feel bad about that.
Yeah, I feel really bad. We have to start thanking her at the end of every show. If anybody remembers what we're talking about. I guess it was 3 weeks ago tonight, and we were basically pimping ourselves to get pledges. We promised that we would do anything that you asked, and one listener asked us to thank her for a year at the end of every show, and I've already forgotten. I actually have it written down, but it's upstairs in my office.
Like, this is why people are so jaded about politicians.
Sarah Vogel. That was it. Thank you, Sam. Sarah Vogel.
Sarah Vogel.
Yep. Here's looking at you, Sarah Vogel. There. Done. Done and done. So, Andy, you know, next week we actually have a show scheduled already. We're having author Tim English on, and he wrote the book about musical sound-alikes, two songs that sound, you know, that sound exactly like one another.
Give me an example.
The Beatles' Norwegian Wood and that Bob Dylan song.
And, oh, and the band Beatlemania singing Norwegian Wood.
No, I was going to say...
That sounds very much alike.
Yeah. No, there was a Bob Dylan song that sounds exactly like Norwegian Wood.
What song is that?
Or the Banana Splits theme song and Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldiers. Or...
Which of those came first?
My Sweet Lord. George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. And yeah. He's So Fine. There you go.
Well, that was a famous... That was litigated.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a famous case.
Yeah.
No, that is interesting. And so he wrote a book about it. I'm sure he has many examples. And I'm sure our listeners will have lots of questions and lots of examples of their own.
Yes. And that's next week.
It sounds like a fascinating show. And that's 1 week from tonight. And I only wish I could join you.
Why can't you join me?
I don't have an excuse yet. Oh, wait. My father. Oh, hold on. I can do this. My dad. Right. See if you'll accept this excuse. My dead father, every time I drive... He appears on the side of the road hitchhiking.
But that was your excuse tonight.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I have a week.
Yeah. Come up with something better. All right, final call. Hi, you're on the air.
You're welcome.
Oh, not at all.
Our pleasure. Hey, do you remember the moment you decided that you would contribute to the station?
It was too long ago for me to remember that kind of stuff.
Well, okay.
We appreciate your call.
Have a good night.
That's how we like it, short and sweet.
Andy, you got to make it in next week.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. I know exactly what I'm going to wear.
Great.
Something a little flirty.
Excellent.
Make her happy.
And tonight's program is dedicated to Sarah and Amy Vogel. I should say Sarah or Amy Vogel.
And you know what? Why don't we drop our no thank you rule for 1 second and thank everyone again for all their support and all our volunteers, right?
Yeah, thanks everybody who pledged. Thanks everybody who volunteered. We surpassed the goal at 4:30 this afternoon. Thanks to all of you.
Ken.
And thank you, Andy. You can go now. You can hang up on your Skype.
Okay. Maybe, you know what I might do? I might go get in the car and drive and pick up my dead father.
Yeah, and then you can sleep in the minivan tonight with your dead father. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue tonight with live video at WFMU.org. Bye, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Don't think about it. Go ahead. Don't talk about it. Go ahead. know what my worst nightmare is, Leech?
What's that? No, I don't. And what's that?
Okay. Proper response came secondly. No, I do not know what your worst nightmare is, Sue. My worst nightmare...
Hey, at least I got him in there.
You did. You are really quick on your feet, but if we were at a corporate team building event, you would have embarrassed me.
I would have probably dropped you if you tried to do one of those trust falls.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, that's a good analogy. Thank you.
I hate those things.
They have one now where you stand in a circle with your jerk-off bosses, and they say, okay, you want to talk about a trust situation, they basically say, okay, whoever comes from a broken home, step up into the circle. Okay, and then so you're there like an ass with like, you know, two other people who are clearly not having...
Is that when they ask you to leave? Well, like, please, take all your stuff, clean out your desk. You're a riffraff. You are a riffraff, and please leave.
Well, that comes when the next group is asked, have you ever been attacked for bias with regards to your race or gender? Step outside the circle. And then they ask, you know, so the thing about the broken family is like all those people stay in, and all the people that are have had bias against them are clearly, you know, considered by the corporate world to be embittered people. And so they keep stepping outside the circle until they are actually outside of the room. And so they don't have any access to the catered table.
Lock the door.
You're out. That's it. Well, my biggest fear, actually, getting back to your question, did you ask a question?
Eventually I did, yeah.
Is what if the theme record, Do It by Henry Rollins Band, actually starts skipping? Because we are pure analog here, despite our incredible digital presence online and on the airwaves, visually and through audio. I still use vinyl for this program, and I'm afraid that technology might break somehow. I'm just fearful that the technology will fail me. You know, I'll get on the air, Ken will introduce the show after 7 second delay, I'll put the record on, and it'll just like totally screw up, and I have no digital backup for this situation. And I'm also afraid, my second fear underlying that is that I will be in the same room as station manager Ken, and he'll just be like, you know, you are on at 7 p.m. This is a primetime show, Subron. I gave you the opportunity to be on right after me. Follow my lead. And you don't even have the wherewithal to bring a backup copy of your theme song. I don't think that you're putting your full effort behind Do It For Me anymore.
You're done.
And you're out of here. So, hey, welcome to the show, folks. I just want to start off by talking about me. We kind of got part of that out of the way. Okay, we're done talking about me for a second, then we'll get back to me in a second. Okay, I wanted to really reach out there and strangle each and every one of you. But before I do that, I want to thank you guys all so much for pledging to WFMU as you have over the past 2 weeks. I know you're sick of being thanked. I'm a people pleaser, Leech. I overthank. I will continue to overthank. But I think in this case, it's really necessary because I'm just following everybody's lead anyway. And I feel guilty. And also I'm kind of like happy for the first time that we made our chintzy goal on this show. But more importantly, the station made its overall goal this afternoon. And that is extremely exciting stuff. And again, thanks to every one of you, even the losers at home who didn't pledge. You know, I'm not going to hold a grudge. That's my gift to you, listeners. No grudge. And you're welcome. Thank you very much. This is a phone-in show called Do It For Me. The number to call here is 201-5... I know you've been hearing the same phone number for 2 weeks where you just... Yeah. You're going to kill somebody. This is a different phone number. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. 936